The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, second hour of the National Intel Report. Are we still on air, or is the CIA on its way? I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It's 19th day of July, 2017. And I spent the last hour with a very plausible explanation as to why everything is just so much out of control that there's another thing that needs to be considered here. The other illegal and unconstitutional thing that they did with melding the military with the police everywhere, any town, USA. You know, this was no accident that the government decided to start, you know, distributing military hardware to cop shops across the United States. I think things went a little bit awry because that equipment was supposed to be delivered for, well, chaotic situation that never took place. I want you to take note of something else. Back in the 90s, I was involved in creating militias around this country. But then I had an epiphany. I'm going about this the wrong way. The thought was that Billy Clinton and the boys were going to start going after the guns, going to start confiscating, maybe doing house-to-house searches and seizures for weapons. And generally speaking, the American public here knows that, well, those are your weapons of liberty. You're not an easy target if you're disarmed. Well, you are an easy target, but not so easy if you have the ability to maybe plink back at them. So the militias start forming, and I thought about this, and I thought, wait a minute, this is the wrong approach. This is one of my major motivations for getting into doing news programming, to try to make sense of the chaos that's out there, to try to educate people as to what the Constitution is and what the real law is. And now we're into the false flags and murdering people, and you know, you just have to have that need out there, don't you? Well, like every other developed and industrialized country around the world, what do they got? No guns? What do they got? National health care. What do they got? They got police climbing up their butts at any given turn. None of which has happened here in this country. We've come close. National health care. Mm-mm, not going to have that. Latest word on that? Well, we're just going to pass the repeal thing, and we'll take a couple of years in trying to institute another program. Well, good luck with that, Chuck. Because we'll be spending our time quietly on the phone to our Congress critters and our Senator asshats in Washington, D.C., going, hey, you think you're going to get another term? Yeah, go ahead and try to construct national health care, saying that's the fix to the country that had the best medical care in the first place. Yeah, go fly a frickin' kite. They've gotten pretty much the message, because there's some people on Capitol Hill that said, you know what? We've repeatedly said no. Can you hear us now? Hell no. This is what was expressed by the American people time and time again over this last election cycle. We're sick of this stuff. You people can't even run a single payer health scam like you've got set up. It's called the VA administration. And supposedly their care for the people that they're putting on the line, the only thing they really own in this life is their own life. Everything else is rented. The only thing you truly own is your own life. And look how well they've been taken care of, doing the dastardly dirty work and deeds of overthrowing governments and shooting innocent and bombing innocent people. For what? For our security? Well, here comes the other part of this. Jerry Day, ex-Marine, runs a website, freedomtaking.com. Now, if you want to look this up, you got to spell this out in caps. Well, the first letters of each word. Freedom, capital F, lowercase, capital T. Put a space in there, by the way. If you don't put a space, you don't go to the site. Freedom, capital F, R-E-E-D-O-M, space, taking, capital T, A-K-I-N-G.com. Put it in that way, you'll go to his website, freedomtaker.com. This is what Jerry Day had to say, and this is what I've been saying over the last several weeks, and I just saw this video today. If you heard the program yesterday, I was kind of amazed at the parallels, never having spoken to this woman before, but DV Kidd. The number one thing that woke her up was the banker bastards and the scam that they're pulling. Now here comes an ex-Marine. Listen to his explanations. Mike? Pot up? I'm sorry, am I disturbing you? No, go back to sleep. It's okay.
What if I went into your neighbor's yard, shot their dog, and told them that you hired me to do that? If you live in the United States, that is what your government is doing to you right now. They're going into country after country. While the mainstream press is strangely silent, they're going into Afghanistan, Iraq, Yemen, Syria, Pakistan, Turkey, Libya, and others. They're simply bombing whatever they want to bomb, killing whoever they want to kill, destroying whatever they choose to destroy without legal grounds, without the agreement of other nations, in blatant violations of international treaties back as far as Geneva Convention. We are the new global villain. And your flag, your face, is becoming the symbol for those campaigns. As Germany was in 1939, America is today, bringing unprovoked horror and death to a host of countries, countless communities, where no threat of any kind to our nation has been demonstrated in any public way. Our military, our government, that corporate deep state that the mainstream media seems to be unable to even speak of, are committing those acts of war, actually war crimes, in your name. They have shot your neighbor's dog, and it looks like you are okay with that. Just as the German people cheered for Hitler, Americans are thinking that these...
Now, let me stop and digress. This is the only part of this presentation, because I'm sure the guy figured, well, people will get that if I use Nazi Germany. Do you remember the video I played from the rabbi that came out and said that, you know what, Mein Kampf was the truth? And it wasn't Hitler that was necessarily against the Jews. He was against the communists and the socialists. Guess what they just happened to be? The Jews in Germany, controlling the information, controlling the money. Just wanted to interject that. Sorry, my Marine friend.
Inexcusable actions are somehow going to make them safe when the opposite is absolutely guaranteed. By these endless atrocities, our military is not only inviting more and more terrorism, they are causing Russia and China and all their allies to align against us, just as the world aligned against Germany and Japan in World War II. Tragic history has shown us that it was not just the German government and leaders who were taken down. Common German people were humiliated, starved, tortured, and killed after World War II. The German people themselves, men, women, and children, were blamed and punished for what their elected leaders had done. Mm-hmm. If you are not on the record, opposing the United States' global tyranny and wholesale slaughter of innocent foreigners on their own soil. You are likely to become a target yourself sometime in the future. Do you look like an American? Imagine what would happen if you set foot in a Muslim country which has been bombed or invaded by our military. When someone has pulled their dead children out of their crumbled masonry houses, how do you think those people will treat you if they ever come face to face with you? Any war is bad enough, but the kind of war that the United States is conducting is the worst of the worst. One-sided bullying, unprovoked invasion, exploitation of other countries' resources under the pretense of weaponized political crusades against randomly selected targets. Innocent populations losing their homes, their lives, their loved ones, and many of them having no idea why it is even happening. There's no amount of propaganda, diplomacy, or foreign aid that can come close to repairing what our military is doing and has done. There is no rationalization which can reasonably be put forward to claim that our young soldiers are dying and losing their limbs for any good cause. Are we also brainwashed that we can't even utter an anti-war opinion while this is going on? The Confederate flag is being banned everywhere in our country because, to many, it represents slavery, bigotry, and injustice. The Nazi flag is a symbol of genocide. What does the American flag represent to the rest of the world now that we have flown that flag, as we have invaded their countries, destroyed their homes, and killed their friends and loved ones? How will our flag be regarded by the world from now on? You will see a time when simply flying that flag that you are so proud of will make you a target by the people who have already been visited by our military, our corporate-controlled deep state, our mercenary killers, who have plundered and destroyed their countries, their lives, their cultures and societies, while those invaders flew that flag you love so much. Alone, I cannot stop our military, our Congress, our president, and the unaccountable deep state from invading these countries. That is why I am bringing this message out, in the hope that all Americans will wake up and see themselves as the rest of the world sees us. You and I will be blamed. We will be held accountable. We will be targets for revenge, hate, and retribution. You and I, if we don't get major anti-war and anti-imperialism movements going in the United States, movements that are powerful enough to move the mountain of globalist, imperialist greed and violence by our government. When the world comes to our doorstep looking for payback, looking for justice, at least I can point to this video I made. What will you be able to point to that you did? If we don't get together in large numbers and do large things that cause large changes in our national policies and conduct, we do not have a very bright future.
Well, and just to make sure that there's further disharmony, let's just bring them into the country. And let's not vet them. Now, are all Muslims seeking asylum in Europe, want to come to the United States? Are these people all jihadists? Of course they're not. But in that massive humanity that's being injected into other cultures and other countries around the world, what a convenient thing that you would have. You would have then have the mechanism to deliver chaos and death and rape and murder and cutting off of heads and all this other crap. While Angela Merkel, that's right, when the wall fell and she came over from East Germany, the good communist she was, what in the hell has happened to the German people? This wench is running things, and she just came out recently and said, if you think I'm going to stop this invasion, or I'm sorry, the humanitarian aid to these poor people coming into Germany, you're wrong. She's going to continue it. What a good little communist she really is. Let me take a break here, go to the phones. George in Texas. Hello, George.
How you doing, John?
Hi.
You know, the thing is, I was sitting there reading about when they first formed the CIA, there was a lot of concerns about what would happen forming this kind of organization. And believe me, everything they said has come to fruition. The CIA has become a a law unto itself, unaccountable to the federal government.
That's right. Unaccountable to anybody. Running covert operations, destabilizing, causing the deaths of millions. But let me stop you, George, because I was going to bring this up, and I'm glad that you mentioned this, because it used to be the OSS. That was during World War II. They needed intelligence. Okay, great. Well, World War II ended, but wait a minute. Government never does away with an entity it creates. It just morphs it into something else. Well, let's turn it into the Central Intelligence Agency, because after all, don't countries have to have real-time intelligence to make sound and good decisions to protect the American people? Think of this. The previous president to John F. Kennedy, Eisenhower, his I'm out of here message to the country, watch out for the military-industrial complex. Here Kennedy comes strolling into the Oval Office and he says, you know what? I'm going to spread the CIA to the four winds. 1,000 pieces, blown away. And what happens to him? He gets blown away. The only plausible explanation that I could see to pull off an operation of November 22nd, 1963 was a direct involvement of the CIA. What sense that makes that they would be in there and have their dirty little mitts in there, because here was the guy that wanted to bust him up.
Well, you know, Kennedy talked about them sacred cows like General Dulles.
Yes.
And all these people. And the thing is, Mike, we got too many sacred cows now. And the thing is, like I say, the CIA, you know, I just think, you know, we ought to use the asset forfeiture laws to sort of like just confiscate the CIA and shut it down.
Well, and thank you for mentioning that. What did the new Attorney General Jeff Sessions do? Well, he just opened up a new round of confiscation of property from, well, just people just doing illegal things, and we're going to confiscate their assets. Good going, Jeff Sessions, you asshat.
You know what I personally say? I'm personally calling for Donald Trump to fire Sessions. I'd rather have a Bob Barr as an Attorney General, not a Jeff Sessions.
I would much rather open up the damn phone book with some rookie lawyer that is untainted. I would much rather have somebody that has a rudimentary understanding of law and procedure and put him in the Attorney General's office. Anything else, George?
Well, you know, the thing is about Chicago, about with the guns. If Donald Trump's ever going to send the federal rallies in to go, the federals in to start to alleviate the crime of Chicago, why don't you say, okay, we're going to have the free M14, you know, when the government gives away, they got free M14 and or a handgun, and find all the law abiding citizens has a criminal crime and give them a free gun with ammunition. That will stop the crime real quick.
Yeah, and then you would really have an excuse because people would be screaming at the top of their lungs. See, the snowflakes in this country don't believe in guns, but they don't understand, and they have not been educated as to what firearms are really for. You know, Billy Boy spent a long time trying to explain to people, well, you know, I hunt. You know, I got a shotgun. I use that for sporting purposes. Unless you consider killing people to preserve your freedom and liberty, unless you can consider that a sporting act, I would say that it isn't. Oh, and by the way, one other point that I forgot to make out of all this. The only reason that militias in this country have not been declared wholesale of being terrorist organizations, they can't get around this one. Because we're out there for the republic, for law and order, for the Constitution, for all the things that gave people the opportunity to enrich themselves and by way of extension, enriching the entire country. Having employment, having freedom and liberty and the ability to contract and just do business and enjoy the fruits of our own labors. I mean, they couldn't do a damn thing, really. They couldn't do a damn thing, really, with the Mal Heuer thing except to try to demonize a little bit, but enough of the information had already gone out as to what these people were doing. They're going, wait a minute, federal government, you got to stop this land grab stuff. Whose land is it anyhow? Hang on a second.
Scott.
I've got a break. Hang on.
They came and took it all away. NutraMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me, and what has come to be, been talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me, it's all gone crazy.
And just not the accidental view of history and why things are going crazy, planned, methodical, constant. From every angle, political, culture, economy, you name it, they're hard at it. The world can't stand for us to stand, folks. We must fall. We must. George in Texas, any last thoughts here? And I got to keep moving.
Well, John, I just got one thing. One of my friends who knows Spanish was listening on Spanish-speaking talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons why some illegal aliens are going back, I mean, they were in Chicago, they're around Minneapolis, around New York. And
they're everywhere.
Well, they're getting displaced by them, and they're getting attacked, too, because they can't have their cerveza, they can't have their pork fajitas and all that stuff, and they're getting attacked. That's not being put in the news, so they're heading back to Mexico, because at least Vicente Fox, or, I mean, Mexican government won't let these idiots in. You know, so I think they're feeling like they're safer back in Mexico.
No, George, you know, fajitas aside here, okay, the real reason is the word is out on the street. You get pulled over. You have an inquisitive cop that happens to ask you, let me see your papers. Are you a citizen here? If not, let me see your visa. Let me see your permission papers. They're being arrested and held and being turned over to ICE and deported. That's the major reason. That's why this whole Trump wall, he still wants to build his wall. I don't know if he really has to do that, because the traffic down is down over 70% of illegals trying to come into this country. And just not stopping the influx into the country, it's the outgo. It's the people that are getting their hat and getting the hell out thinking, well, it's better in Mexico than sitting in a damn jail.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
What did I say? Thank you, John.
Thank you, George. Is this Calm Tom or... No, it's not Calm Tom. Okay, Tom in Florida. Tom.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Well, are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Yeah, well, and again, folks, for the 15th million time on this program, don't talk to me through a speakerphone. Please, Tom, go ahead.
My phone.
I don't know. you called me, remember? Go ahead, Tom.
Hello? Can I get a hold of you?
Yeah, I'm here, Tom. I'll be here for the next 34 minutes.
Take off, speaker. What happened there?
I don't know. Figure it out, Tom. Let me go to Mark.
Oh, John.
Yes. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Okay, John. Yeah. Sorry about that. What I want to say is this. Hey, John, when's the last time you talked to Gerald Celente, and what does he think about the deep state? I wonder if you can have a show with Gerald anytime and him talking about the deep state. And
I don't know.
Deep state.
Tom, I don't know where you've been, but at the top of last hour, I said that Gerald Celente is going to be my guest tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Great. Okay. I missed the first few minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's funny, John, that I thought that, because I was listening to Michelle Malkin today, and she was talking about this guy, Crystal, and this guy, William Crystal, is actually saying he'd rather have the deep state or Hillary than Donald Trump as president. This guy's supposed to be like a Republican operative or whatever, and this guy, Crystal, and then he's praising Chucky Schmucky Schumer.
Yeah, he's a neocon.
So
they're crossing the lines because things aren't going according to plan. Bill Crystal and his gaggle have always been the deep state, false conservative, neocon. They're starting to come out, and they're slathering. I mean, it's the most remarkable thing to sit and watch, because everybody is finding out about the scams and the schemes and everything else going around, and they're out on television losing their minds in front of God and all his people.
Yeah, well, you know, it was really amazing hearing her today on this show. I was listening to you the car show. But what's perplexing, you're the last caller, George, you was talking about CIA. You guys were talking about the CIA. I wonder how many are those CIA people? Are any Christians in the CIA, or who are they working for? Another country or something?
I don't know, Tom. Jeez.
Because, you know, you talk about the CIA.
I don't know. I don't know. By what rule of what God is it that you go in and effectual destabilization of governments and funding the bad guys and teaching them how to blow stuff up and how to divide countries where millions of people are killed? I don't know. Do you think they're Christian?
No, John, but that's the point. Look at John F. Kennedy. He was a Catholic, and he ended up getting murdered. So the point is, these people are, I don't know if they're atheists or what.
Tom, you're way off the mark here. You're way off the mark.
Well, Kennedy was the last Catholic we had, wasn't he?
I don't know, but it didn't have anything to do with the Pope in Rome. It had to do with he wanted to blow away the CIA.
Well, I agree with you, John. I totally agree with that. And I also agree that he was trying to do something with the IRS, I believe. Wasn't he?
Okay, we got to go to break.
Has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction. A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like somebody's watching me. And I have no problem.
All right. I am not in a particular mood today to entertain silliness or stupidity, okay? There's some certain rules here. When you call in to talk radio, do not use a speakerphone. Number two, know how to operate your phone other than using the speaker. Take crib notes, what you want to talk about, what you want to relay. Don't get on and then hopscotch and jump off in 15 different directions. I don't know where the hell you're going, and it reminds me of a chicken with its head cut off. Well, its eyes are still in its head, but it's not attached to the body, but that doesn't stop the chicken from going everywhere and anywhere. It still goes. Basic rules, folks. Basic rules. Mike in Alaska. Hello, Mike.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I'm in a similar mood today. A little bit cynical.
A little? If you're not, then you're dead.
I did get a laugh. It may have been a bit at your expense, but...
That's okay. I've been laughed at before. Just don't laugh at me. It's okay if you laugh near me, but not at me. It's all right.
We just have to roll with it. I will stay on the straight and narrow here. I want to address that video, Jerry Day.
Mm-hmm.
Mini Van Jack, that's who he is on YouTube.
Okay.
And I like what he's saying, As a traveler myself, I slightly disagree, and here's why. When I travel, people actually talk to me. They want to know what's going on in this country. What the heck is going on? So he's kind of the way I watched that video on your website and saw him present it was, you know, we got to get our act together because a German might say something mean to you because you're from Texas and that's part of the U.S. and things are crazy over there. And I found in my experience that actually, whether we're talking Asia or Eastern Europe, people are like, hey, John, they basically want to tune into your program and figure out what is enslaving us, what's going on, because they're not really in a different boat. They may not be the troops on the ground. You know, Ireland is not in Afghanistan.
But to be fair to the ex-Marine, he was talking specifically about the Middle East, that the American flag has been flying over there. We've been destabilizing governments, funding the people, gathering the groups up, funding them, agitating them, training them to bring down their respective governments. That's what the reference was in that video.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes more sense, and I don't have any experience in that part of the world. But I would just remind everyone, the founders really warned about trying to impress, for example, England or France or Germany. If you recall, when the French Revolution took off, you know, we had a treaty of friendship, but they wanted to have an alliance. And the smart people who founded this country said, well, wait a second. We don't know if you're going to get crazy and have the first mini little communist revolution over here or not. We want to trade with you. We want to build things and ship them over. And you know, and if you want to help us, liberty, the pursuit of liberty, sure, let's work together. But on the East Coast, this kind of blue blood thing of wanting to be liked. Are you running this network to be liked, John, or to get the truth out?
No, it could actually be used by the CIA as a torture mechanism, tying somebody down, pumping them up on amphetamines, and then putting the headphones on with a constant 24-hour national intel report turned up at an uncomfortable level in their ears. That could be used as torture as well.
John, they already have that rap music coming out of Hollywood. So, but just food for thought there that he's on the right track, but we have so much to be angry about in these topics domestically. Like, hey, why is my money going to this? Hey, why are there gun crates everywhere?
And
where are the drugs coming
from?
And
you're asking the questions of the people that are not interested in answering the questions because it would reveal too much by way of an honest answer. We've got the criminal cabal running this country. And for people to keep expecting them to give you an honest answer when an earnest question is put to them is literally the definition of insanity.
And, you know, it's interesting to note how much of viewership I know that comes up over at the guys across town there is that, oh, man, you know, a third of our viewership is international. How could we send them some soup, you know, some nutraceuticals or, you know, whatever they're selling? But the point is that those people are tuning into Texas online radio stations to figure out what's going on, including in their backyard. So the fight is here. And when I travel, now I have not, you're right, I have not, this is not Middle East, but even Far East, Asia, they're not really involved in the Middle East conflicts. They're just like, hey, what's going on? They're not like, hey, let's get in a fist fight because you're from America and I'm really upset. They're upset, but they want to know what's going on.
Well, and they're finding out what's going on. I mean, and they got to wade through, if they're not listening to somebody to decipher and bring up the major points of their opinion or their experiences as to what is actually going on. You know, this is what D.V. Kidd said yesterday. We've got information. We used to have a straw for information. Remember? Computers, you had to wait 10 minutes for a picture to download. Now we're super fast speed. We've got information. We got the fire hose plugged directly into our brain now. And there is so much information, we're losing the ability to focus on a few things that fundamentally, you change that, you start to change the landscape on other things. You start to change minds. You start to change the direction.
Right. The only tactic they have now is to kookify it. Is that a real word, where you just come in and start talking about Mars children and things like that?
Well, and you know, that's necessary, because that's more of the noise, the white noise in your head, to drive you absolutely insane. You know, yeah, UFOs and aliens. Yeah, I've got time for that. The only aliens I know of are the illegals that are being run out of this damn country.
Just to want to leave you with this, these two topics, the guns and the drugs, that's near to me, near and dear to me, as far as, you know, figuring out what's going on. So I just appreciate you bringing these topics up today.
Well, and it's important because, you know, this is my ego does not need this. I don't have an insatiable ego. Here, pay attention to me and what I'm saying. I got a voice, and listen to me. I could give a rat's nest if that's people's opinions or not. But the point is that we wade through all of this crap, and we try to keep things on target. I mean, if you enjoy a fire hose up your butt and somebody turning it on full blast, go right ahead. But if you want somebody to wade through this and try to make sense of this and put it into cognitive, logical understandings and keep pointing people in the right directions rather than scattering like a million lemmings heading over the cliff. I mean, things are getting nasty. You know, I knew this 20-some years ago, my involvement in the militias. And then it dawned on me, wait a minute, a trained monkey can shoot a gun. But you got to have people out there that the most important thing, the key, is knowledge. Not disinformation, not hyped crap, calm, logical, linear, A, B, C, D. Let's walk down the line with this. And this is starting to coalesce in my little head. I'm starting to see how they're actually doing this, and why it's been done the way it has been.
John, you know, there's what you were doing, there's nothing wrong with that, but from the perception angle, having a knowledgeable person show up at a city council meeting and start talking about these things versus just having someone who has survival skills and knows how to use a hunting knife and form a perimeter and shoot. I mean, it's all necessary, but now you're training the real killers by just bringing up the topics before it goes to anything crazier. You know what I'm saying?
No, I didn't understand that.
Well,
rephrase.
Sure. The way I understood your story that you told about the militias is you had an epiphany to pivot from the physical to the knowledge base, to
yes.
the radio, to
yes.
saying, why don't we talk about these issues, Fed Reserve, et cetera, et cetera. And what I'm saying is that's more potent, that's more lethal than anything that you can have in your... Basically, the pen is mightier than the sword is what I'm saying.
It depends on your point in your journey. At one time, I recognized that is the pivot point, and I realized that, wait a minute, we've got people out there that have a rudimentary understanding of the Constitution. Do they really understand their role as being a citizen of their state, respective state, and by extension their country? Do they understand? So let's walk through the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and let's start putting things in their proper places so we can get a good perspective here. And that's been part of it as well. And that's why I said that the reason, and these were cooler heads, they've tried to instigate instances between federales and organized or unorganized militia, as we call them, which are completely legal and constitutional. The only reason they haven't been able to lower the boom in calling us a bunch of terrorists or potential terrorists out there is because we're the ones waving the real American flag. We're the ones that are for the republic, not the democracy for which it stands. We're the ones that want the rule of law, the peace, the liberty, what we used to have, along with sound money, nice people doing work, smiling, producing, and living a full life on this mortal coil before they have to shuffle off the damn thing. And I, for one, am tired of the instigated chaos and bullshit. I'm sorry, did I use that term? My apologies to people that are offended by that. Mike, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Billy Bob can't say that word. My apologies. Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy.
Well, hey, John, how do you follow that? Way to go, brother.
I
love the way you express yourself.
Don't do that. Don't encourage me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right.
Hey, so, I mean, what we need to do is we need to alert the people, because a lot of people are running around out there. They don't have no idea how they're being controlled and stuff. So we need to give them a little history here. In 1913, when we sold our money to the Federal Reserve at interest, whatever, that was the beginning of control. So they started to control us there. In 1933 or so, in that area, they implemented Social Security. So now they got a Social Security number on you, and they tracked your butt. They forced companies to accept the Social Security number that they had to require it for their purchases and stuff like that. So now the number acquires to you in many different places. I'm surprised nobody's talking about maybe it showing up on the NASDAQ or something like that, because I'm sure they're betting on all of us to fail. And they got their little waivers. But anyway, that's a sidetrack. So then you go on, you got your driver's license, your birth certificate, all this stuff. I mean, none of this stuff is required to be here on this planet. I mean, how far have we gone to the point where we allowed these people to track us? Now we have cell phones. I mean, I've just ventured far beyond. There's much more I could mention about how they're tracking us. But so if you wonder how they're tracking us, how they're controlling us, well, it's by tracking us, because that's like 80% of the entire equation, is they need to know what you're up to so that they can control you. So here we are. What says you, John?
I don't know. You covered so much stuff, I lost you there, Andy. I lost you, man. What's the point? Just whittle that down and put that over succinctly so I can respond to it.
Okay, so... there's a lot of people out there that don't know that they're being tracked and controlled, okay? Even you and I to this day are still being tracked and controlled. If we have an ATM card, if we have anything, they know what we're up to. And by tracking and controlling us, or they control us by tracking us.
Yeah, but no,
simply because they know what we're up to.
How does that – come on, man. How does that equate to control because they know what I do? I am aware that they are tracking me. And quite frankly, I don't give a crap. That kind of sets me apart from the people that don't know they're being tracked and traced and don't even know enough to even care.
Well, but if they track and trace you, John, they know what you're going to do next or whatnot, and that's how you get these Amazons and all this other things that
yeah,
are popping
okay,
up.
The you're algorithms
talking on the phone
and all that other stuff. Yeah, and the algorithm. Yeah, Andy, I get it. But what's the point here? Because they know
well, the
they track
is that people need to realize that we're not in an actual society that we created. People created this for us. We didn't create it.
And the reminders of what we are and how we got here have been systematically eliminated from the consciousness of its citizens by way of the school, by the propaganda, Hollywood, television, news media, you name it. They don't even know that they don't know. Here's the issue. They don't even know that they don't know anymore, Andy. They don't know.
You just nailed my point.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
All right. Appreciate it, Andy. Thank you. Yeah. Jim in Kansas. Hello, Jim.
I went to a lecture by Ray R. McGovern about 5 years ago, and he said that you should read the law that created the CIA, that there's a loophole in there or something about the stuff that we hear about Langley, Virginia and stuff, and then other duties. And if you read the whole, it's just almost like a corporation can have a subsidiary that can just do about anything.
Ooh, you mean for and for other purposes?
And he read the law there, the complete title of the law that created. This is all about the same time the Administrative Procedures Act and all that stuff came into being. And I've took notes. I've got my notes, but not right in front of me, but. You can go. There's a real broad definition in that law about what it can do.
Yeah. Well, and strict adherence to the Constitution is real hard for these guys because it doesn't allow them enough latitude and freedom to do what they necessarily have to do of what they told they're being told is their scope of their job. And it's just absolutely, absolutely insane. When people say that the CIA and their covert operations and their off-budget, black op budgets and this, that, and the other, this is how they're pulling this stuff off. And there is nobody, I mean, you have another agency out there called the FBI. They haven't noticed that the CIA has been running drugs and guns into this country to cause the chaos? Isn't that a federal offense? I don't care if they're federales themselves. Go arrest the asshats. Right. Go arrest them.
Ralph Winterbrood says the Constitution has been thrown away a long time ago, and he gives a lot of evidence to support that.
Well, and we have done so on this program as well, and I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn what period and what century it was. We can go back to the instances that has caused this and brought us to this point. It's a free-for-all. It's a democracy. Hey.
Right. Well, it's a, whatever it is. It's not like it was back in the old days. Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
Anyway, you can go talk to somebody else now.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
Ralph Winterbrood can explain anything. Bye.
All right. Putin tells everybody exactly what's going on. And I'll tell you, in Syria, have you noticed what they're saying now? Oh, well, it looks like a ceasefire might be possible in Syria. It looks like we might have an end to the bloodshed. There's a lot of people that don't want to see that happen. And these stories that keep coming out and are spoon-fed to the media, oh, the Russians hacked the elections, the Russians are this, the Vladimir Putin really hates America, on and on and on and on it goes, trying to propagandize and poison people's minds against a non-existent enemy. Vladimir Putin's a bigger friend than I think this country doesn't have. Does that make sense? Germany's our friend? Why is Germany our friend? Why is Israel our friend? Okay, we do some business, we do some trade. Okay, I got that. Angela Merkel opening up the floodgates and poisoning Europe? That's a good thing? Putin, in a press conference, and it was really a panel, and this wasn't just the press that was in attendance. There was press there. But these are heads of state from all over the world. He says, I've said this before. I have to do the translation here because I don't speak Ruski. Which, by the way, I'm finding out we got more and more Russians that speak English, even pidgin English, that listen to this broadcast. Hello, my Russian friends. I'm not buying it. Don't worry. He says, I've said this before. Another threat that President Obama mentioned was ISIS. Well, who on earth armed them? Who armed the Syrians that were fighting with Assad? Who created the necessary and political informational climate that facilitated that situation? Who pushed for the delivery of arms to the area? Do you really not understand as to who is fighting in Syria? They are mercenaries, mostly. Do you understand that they are paid money? Mercenaries fight for whichever side pays more. So they arm them and pay them a certain amount. I even know what these amounts are. So they fight, they have the arms, you can't get them to return. Then they discover elsewhere it pays a little bit more. So they go fight there. Then they occupy the oil fields, wherever, in Iraq and Syria. They start extracting the oil, and the oil is purchased by somebody. Where are the sanctions on those parties purchasing this oil? Do you believe the U.S. does not know who's buying it? It is not their allies that are buying oil from ISIS? Question mark. Do you think the U.S. has the power to influence the allies? Or is the point that they indeed do not wish to influence them? Then one, why bomb ISIS? In areas where they started extracting the oil and paying mercenaries more, in those areas, the rebels from civilized Syrian opposition forces immediately joined ISIS because they're paid more. I consider this absolutely unprofessional politics. It's not grounded on facts in the real world. We must support civilized democratic opposition in Syria.
ISIS is on a campaign of genocide, committing atrocities across the world. Radical Islamic terrorists are determined to strike our homeland, as they did on 9/11, as they did from Boston to Orlando to San Bernardino.
All right. Thank you, President Trump. You're up to your eyeballs, and the people would want to see you dead. God, what a mad, mad world. Just as Jesse Ventura was elected governor of Minnesota, Donald Trump was elected to the White House, and man, did that upset the apple cart. Leaks? This guy's got more leaks in his ship than the RMS Titanic, as I said before. And he's not going to be able to stop it. It will consume him. And with that, the grand plan to totally destroy what's left of this country. CIA has been drug out into the open, into the light of day, and I'm sure they're not liking it. So if you hear I've committed suicide by putting three bullets in the back of my head tomorrow, don't believe it. I don't know, folks. What do you think? Think we should continue or just give up? Just yield. It's inevitable. Just go with the flow. Your life will be a lot easier. You'll be a lot broker, a lot less free, a lot less informed. But you know what? Isn't ignorant bliss? You know, personally, I went through the love thing in the marriage, and out of that churning burn of... How did that saying go, Mike? The churning, burning funk of broken promises, broken hearts, and dead bodies. I don't think I'll be doing that anytime soon again. We got a fight on our hands, folks. And it ain't going to be over tomorrow. And it ain't going to be saved by any single politician. It is us to continue to educate our fellow man. Don't waste your time on a snowflake. Don't waste your time on somebody that doesn't have two brain cells that can synapse. In that crowd, you'll find the one, the two, or the four, or the five, maybe out of 50 or 100. But those are the people you need. Those are the people that we want, and those are the people that we need. And we've got to keep building the coalition of knowledgeable people. If we don't, the RMS Titanic is going down. Or I'm sorry, it is down. Deep, deep down. Never to come back. We're here. Are you there? We're still $6,000 short on our pledge drive, and the funds have stopped flowing. So don't be surprised one of these days you go to tune us in, and we ain't there. Help us in this fight, folks. The ammunition is the dollars for right now. Tomorrow it might have to be the bullets. God save us all if that happens. We'll take it one at a time. 800-724-2719, extension 3, call in, make a credit card donation, debit card donation, whatever. Do it today. Do it now. Or go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Hit the donate button. PayPal. You don't have to be a member. Any credit card that you see on that screen that they will accept. Folks, we're in a war here. The soldiers never win a war if they're under-equipped. That's a recipe for death. We'll see you tomorrow with Gerald Celente.
This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.